Hello, Lav?
Yes?
Hi there, sir. My name is Sean. I would want to just thank you for your interest in Erie Insurance. You just filled out an online inquiry with us the other day, and I was following up to see what I could do to help you.
Okay.
How did you hear about Erie? They don't advertise, so probably a referral from a friend?
Oh, yeah. My brother also insured this insurance. His name
okay. is Yeah, that's the way that most people find out. It's just through word of mouth referral. What can I help you with today? It looks like there's a 2010 Toyota Yaris that you own.
And 2018 Hyundai.
Okay. And it would be just you and your wife driving?
Yeah.
Okay. And the address you provided, sir, is that where you're currently renting, or are you the owner of that home?
Yeah, I'm owner of this home.
You bought the house?
Yes.
Good for you. How long have you been the owner?
2014.
Okay. Great. And what do you do for work around this area?
I was maintenance engineer, but right now I don't have work. I just quit because of the coronavirus.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Were you laid off as a result of everything happening?
No.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't hear what you had last said. You were laid off?
Yeah.
Okay. But you probably got companies interested in you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be back on your feet in no time.
Yeah, I'll be back. I'll be back later.
Yeah, you got a valuable set of skills. Mm-hmm. So what I'll need from you is just to check your driving history for you and Sunita.
Yes.
Do you have yours and hers driver's license numbers available?
Oh, let me see.
And then what did your friend tell you about Erie in particular?
My brother, Nabarat Parajuli.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he told me about the insurance, that way I applied.
Okay. Yeah, so my goal today would be to go over with you our proposals for both home and auto insurance. And hopefully it'll meet all your needs
I just refinanced my house. No need like a house insurance. I will do later, but I have only two cars. I'm interested in just like a car auto insurance only.
And you're currently with Geico?
Yeah.
Okay. How's that been for you so far?
1.5 years, I think.
You end up getting a good deal on your refinance?
Well, yes.
Very good. Great time of year to do that. Who is the lender that helped you?
Quicker Loan, I think, Rocket Mortgage.
Oh, okay.
You didn't my driver license number?
Yes, sir. The customer ID number that's on there?
Oh, yeah, B6969-9015.
Okay. And that was for you and then also for Sunita. Do you have any...
Excuse me?
Oh, I'm sorry to cut you off. I was just going to ask if you had any teenage children that also drove.
Just work in house.
Okay.
My my wife to also work in the house.
She's a homemaker. Okay.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the two of you are not doing a whole lot of driving.
Excuse me?
Sounds like the two of you are not doing too much driving now.
Yes.
All right. So when you have her customer ID number, I will be ready for that as well.
Yeah, I'm just looking, okay? Just a second.
Oh, sure. Time. Although, when's the last time that you and Sunita had a ticket or accident?
We didn't have a ticket.
No tickets. Okay.
No ticket. Yeah. No ticket.
What about accidents?
No.
Okay. Never accidents in the last 5 years?
Sunita had the one accident. Maybe 2015. Oh, I provide Sunita ID license number, okay? C6960-9174.
All right.
You got it?
I got it. So there's actually three cars. There's a 2019 Jeep Compass.
Oh, 2019 Jeep, that's my son. He lives like a different address, and he's doing like a different insurance, not join us. He's so separate.
So he no longer lives with you?
No.
All right, and then can you tell me who drives which car? You drive the Hyundai or the Yaris?
Yeah, me drive a Hyundai. My wife drive the Yaris.
Okay. Did you have any idea on how you wanted to insure the Yaris? A car like that, you could go either way with just liability coverage, or you could include full coverage, which is comprehensive and collision. Would be your
choice.
Yeah,
comprehensive. Then maybe a comprehensive 500.
That would be important to you to still have on this car.
No, that's my one car. I already paid off the Yaris.
Right. No, I mean the Yaris is the older car. You still want to pay for the comprehensive and collision on it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then how much I have to pay per month? Two driver, a two car. Like a minimum Virginia law.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. So why the idea for the state minimum? Who gave you that idea that would be a good idea for you?
Okay.
No, I'm asking, is there a particular reason why you're suggesting the state minimum?
$2,550.
I know, but that's the worst coverage that you can get. That's severely putting you in jeopardy if you have an accident. So I'll put it like this. You've been a homeowner the last 6 years. You've got a decent amount of equity that you have in your house.
Mm-hmm.
If you cause a car accident and I get injured and my medical bills are $100,000 because I need surgery and physical therapy and all sorts of extra medication.
I have health insurance. I think no need.
I know. But this is me I'm talking about. So you're driving your car. I'm in my car. You hit me and I'm the one who becomes injured.
Oh,
my medical bills are $100,000 and your policy only covers $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think happens? Who has to pay the remaining $75,000 balance? That would be you.
And what do you think? I need to put like a minimum Virginia law or 1,000?
Absolutely not. No, a lot of young people choose a state minimum. They just don't know any better. They're usually renting. But if you've been a homeowner for the last 6 years, you definitely need better coverage than state minimum. Because if I'm hurt in an accident, I'm going to sue you. Because I need somebody to pay for my medical expenses, and your policy won't be able to provide enough coverage to pay for it.
How much different like between minimum and 100,000?
You know, you'd be surprised. You would think the difference would be a lot, but it's a couple percent different. You know, but we don't sell state minimum to our customers. But I'll show you how we can get you a good policy.
Okay.
And we won't have to make any sacrifices as far as coverage.
Okay. And can you please add the rental car?
Yep, we certainly can. And are you going to need gap coverage for any of your vehicles either?
No, not a gap.
You said one is paid off and the other one is not, right?
Yeah, but I have a little amount only I have to pay.
Okay.
No need to gap.
I understand. That will give you unlimited use of roadside assistance and access to a rental car as well.
Yeah, roadside assistance and rental car, like a boat.
How about medical expenses for you and your family?
No need, I think, because I have a health insurance.
Oh, even without you being employed, you've purchased your own health insurance?
Yes, I did, but I didn't have a job right now. It's okay for me.
So you don't have health insurance?
I have a health insurance right now. It covers until 6 months. After then, I will do a next plan. It covers until 6 months.
So actually, I should tell you about that. There's a six-month period under the COBRA Act that you can apply for health insurance, but you're actually not covered. You're not covered.
Oh, yeah, no cover, yeah.
You're not covered, but you have 6 months to get new insurance in place. But if you're not paying for it...
Health insurance and until like 6 months after then I will apply another health insurance. Then no need to medical, you know, in this auto insurance.
That's fine. We can do that, but I should just let you know from prior experience that I thought the same thing. You know, when I left my job, I thought I was covered. But you're actually not. You have a certain amount of time in which to apply for health insurance, but there's only 30 days after you leave your job, after you're fired, that you are actually covered, and then you don't have no coverage at all.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What I'm going to be suggesting is that we provide the liability coverage at a maximum of $300,000. And so that's going to give you a lot more protection. So I'll put it into perspective like this. You cause an accident, I get injured, I need to be hospitalized, your policy would then pay for my expenses up to $100,000 for me. And if I had my wife or kids in the car with me at the time of the accident, then your policy would pay up to a maximum of $300,000 for all of our injuries. And that's going to be a lot more coverage than you have. So a lot less risk of you going bankrupt by having to pay out medical expenses that your policy wouldn't cover. And then we'll decline medical expenses, but the Hyundai Elantra and the Toyota Yaris we can cover with a $500 deductible.
Mm-hmm.
Comprehensive and collision in both cars would have access to unlimited roadside assistance and rental car.
Well, yeah.
Now, there are two options for you.
Mm-hmm.
You can pay monthly, or if you'd like to receive an additional discount, then we can...
I will pay like a six-month amount.
We actually have an annual plan. I'll tell you the two... I'll tell you the two most common plans that people select.
Mm-hmm.
So option number one would be that you pay on a month-to-month basis. That would cost for both cars $120.87. So total per year, about $1,450. Or you could prepay for the entire year, and we'd only charge you $1,322. And so that is with a 7% painful discount. So you'll save about $128 by making just one payment per year. And if you already have money that you've paid to GEICO, we can cancel their policy. And we can have their refund sent back to you.
Okay, yeah.
But this is also going to be with us bundling the home insurance, and I think you'll be interested in this because the package deal is always the most beneficial. It knocks off 40% from the usual price.
Mm-hmm.
But just for example, we could cover the house for full value, for the full reconstruction amount, plus coverage for a built-in home warranty, underground plumbing coverage, water and sewage and backup from your drains coverage for only $523 per year for the home. That's 12 months.
Yeah, you say like a house rebuild coverage and like a plumbing and what you say? Excuse me.
Yeah, so for example, not all home insurance is the same. So I imagine the one that Erie has is going to be much different than what you're used to.
Okay.
So the common coverage is, of course, we spend money 100% of whatever the house costs to rebuild if the house burns down in a fire. And then we cover all of the personal property in the house. We also pay for you to have a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
We cover all major storms.
Mm-hmm.
But then the policy also includes coverage for the breakdown of home equipment. So if your HVAC unit fails, that's covered. If your hot water heater breaks down, that's covered. Your sump pump stops working, that's covered. And then if you have any plumbing issues below ground, which is normally excluded, then we build in coverage for that. And if you have water or sewage back up from your toilets or your showers or your sinks, that's called water and sewage backup, and we include that too. That's an additional cost, but it's really important that you have that because 40% of claims are water related. So you would have coverage for all of that for $523.
How much like a deductible? How much percent I have to pay?
Not a percent, sir. It's just a flat $1,000.
$5,000?
$1,000 is the deductible.
Wait, $1,000 deductible, right?
Yes, but you only pay that if there's a catastrophe that we need to address. Now, your normal payment for the year would be 523. We would have Quicken Loans pay that on your behalf. So you wouldn't owe us anything, actually.
$523 per year, right?
Correct.
Okay. Let me think about that too, okay? $523 per year. And then auto insurance, how much dollar per year, like both vehicles?
Well, that again depends on whether you're going to be paying for it monthly or one time per year.
One time per year.
The one time per year cost would be $1,322. So that's the much better plan.
$1,322
for 12 months.
And then house and auto per year, $1,845, right?
Correct. Yeah, we make it very simple for you. So we contact GEICO to terminate the insurance on your behalf so that you don't have two policies in place. So when ours starts, theirs ends. And we negotiate a refund back to you. And then we also call Quicken Loans, and we let them know that we're updating the insurance on file for them too. So then they can pay us from the money in your escrow account. So you wouldn't owe us anything for the home insurance. We would just need to collect your routing number and account number from your bank for the auto insurance, and then collect your policy number for your auto and home insurance that you have now. And then we would contact those third parties to replace them when ours begins on the 1st of June.
Okay. I will provide my email address. Can you send me like a home insurance and auto insurance, detail?
Of course.
I will read and if I am agree, I will call again. Can you provide me your contact number too?
My number will be in the email. I think I have your email. Is it aclav44@gmail.com?
Yes, that's my email.
Okay. Yeah, good.
We are able to help
most people that we talk to, and most people that switch to Erie, they never end up leaving. They stay forever.
Okay. Could you send me a document?
Sorry?
Yeah, I look it out, and if I agree, I will call you guys again and quit the insurance, okay?
Yeah, I'm working all day today. So you're gonna have what you need for me in 5 minutes. Actually, if you want to stay on the phone, I will send it to you now, and then you just confirm that you received it. So just give me 2 minutes, and we'll just want to make sure that you received the email.
Okay.
Now, Lav, what is your strategy for you and Sunita in terms of life insurance, and what would happen to your family if you died suddenly with no income, but Sunita's left with debt?
Oh, that's don't do right now. If I talk with my son, my wife, after then I will do later, okay? I just need like a house and auto insurance only right now.
Oh, I know, right now, but I'm just letting you know for future conversations, we can also help with the financial. It is a very important conversation to have with not only myself, but your family members. Okay, buddy, you want to just confirm for me that you got the email?
You sent me email or?
I just sent it off. I sent it to aclav44@gmail.com.
Okay.
So that's got a bullet point summary of all the coverage that's going to be included. It's got the PDF documents attached to it. And I have a link to my schedule so that you can schedule our next follow-up call. And then it has a list of items that are needed to move forward. So the policy numbers for your auto and home insurance and the banking information for your bank account, that's all that we'll need to help you move forward with the next steps.
Your name is Sin?
Sean, yes, that's me.
Oh, Sean, yeah. Okay, I got the email, okay.
All right, great. Okay. Everything.
But yeah, everything is there, right?
Everything should be there, and you have some questions.
Let me read and talk with my son. After then, I will call back, okay? Your contact number is in the email, right?
That's right, yes.
Okay.
I'm extension 101 if you call this office number.
Okay, son.
All right. I'll be here till 4 o'clock today.
Okay, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.